Hello, and welcome to Life Save Her, the podcast. This is a podcast for all of my women, men you can listen to, but for all of my women to come get a weekly dose of some self-care, some self-help, and tips to live the life that you desire. I'm your host, Brittany A. Johnson. I want to set this disclaimer. While I am a licensed mental health counselor, and I am going to be talking about mental health and life-related topics, this is not a substitute for therapy. This is an addition. This is a bonus. This is that kind of added support so that you have what you need in and outside of session. If you need a therapist, I encourage you to reach out to different therapists in your area, or you may also email me to get a list of therapists that I may recommend. Stay tuned for today's episode. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Life Save Her, the podcast. I am joined by Uche today. Uche, look, I still said it. And I said it, though. I was going to say it, too. I'm so sorry. So I am joined today, and she is going to talk to us about pivoting and about how, you know, life after a major pivot and all the things that go into it. So thank you for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, Brittany.
Yeah. So I always start with just having, you know, you tell the listeners who you are and how you got to be who you are. And then we'll just let the conversation go from there.
Absolutely. Hi, everyone. How you doing? I'm excited to be here today. So as Brittany mentioned, my name is Uche Maple. I am a women's leadership development specialist. And for the last 22 years, my background is actually engineering. I've been in the engineering field for the last 22 years, specifically in the major in the aerospace department, where I am a huge, huge advocate for women in STEM, you know, making sure that we get in there, get in the position to reduce the number of women who are transferring out of that field. When Brittany is talking about pivoting, listen, a lot of us throughout our lives, we pivot every decade, right? When you're born, yep. You're pivoting, 10 years, you're pivoting, at 20 years, you're pivoting. But for me, a major pivot for me happened in the year 2021, where in the midst of the pandemic and everything that was happening, I was experiencing a lot of anxiety. I was in a very high profile position and I was excited. Everything was going great. Been working hard for this. But what I found myself was that in the middle of the night, I would wake up in a cold sweat and I would just have a lot of apprehension in terms of what was happening the next day. And let me be clear. I was not the type of person that experiences. I have went to many personal development conferences, training, read a lot of books, always worked on myself because I believe if you can invest in yourself, everything else will take shape and form.
Yes.
But the reality is that I did find myself in a position where a lot of things that I was manifesting from a psychological standpoint, which was really the anxiety, it began to manifest physically.
Yes.
And I found myself, you know, around 4 a.m. in the morning, where I felt pressure in my chest. And I thought I was actually having a heart attack.
Yes.
So back then, you know, my husband took me to the hospital, but they were not allowing people to go in. So I thought once I, you know, told my husband, I'll talk to you later, he waited in the parking lot. And in my mind, I really saw that I was not going to be able to walk out of that hospital. I didn't know that was going to be the last time I was going to see my family.
Yeah, that is scary in itself.
It is. And, you know, if you've never been in a position where you found yourself, you know, like questioning, how did I get here? What positioned me to be here? What did I do wrong? That's what was happening as I saw myself in the room by myself.
Yes.
Right. By myself, hooked up to all these machines that were monitoring me. And in that moment, I made a decision. I said, if I can get out of this, then I will change my life and dedicate it to where I will prioritize what really mattered. And, you know, let me be clear, we are in those moments and we say those things, once we've overcome it, we like sort of backslide a little bit.
You sure do, right? Real quick, like, I didn't really mean that. I know I said, but that's not really what I meant. Yes.
Right.
But did you backslide? Did you try to backslide?
I did. Yes, I did. I meaning that I still had my job as a priority.
Okay.
I backslid where I was going to prioritize myself, and I didn't do that. And I went back to work, and but I still wasn't getting better.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a 4-week leave.
Okay.
And when I came back, I'm saying this because the more I think about it, the more I get emotional. I remember walking back on campus, and the person who was sitting in for me, he began to give me an update and a status. And I can remember this very vividly. We're sitting in my office, and as he is giving me what I have missed for the last 4 months, I could not interpret what he was saying. Mm. You ever seen the Charlie Brown stuff when it's like,
Yes.
That's what was happening. And you know, I know I was looking crazy when he was talking to me, but I could not process what he was saying. And, you know, I thought it was me in that moment, but it began to happen again that day. And I took the rest of the day off. And that was the moment that I pivoted after a phenomenal 22-year career in engineering and moving up the corporate ladder.
Yes.
I made a decision that day, that Monday, that I was going to leave that week.
Wow.
And I took my boss out to dinner.
Okay.
And I told her, this is my last week.
Okay.
And that's when I pivoted.
Yes.
And let me say this, you when you work hard to get to some level of success,
mm-hmm.
to get to some level of accomplishment, pivoting is not easy.
No.
We hear a lot of people saying, just pivot, and it is not easy.
They make it sound like you can just flip a switch, right? And just do something different. But I have found that us women in the high achiever category, right? Because to get where you were in that 22 years, you had to be a high achiever. There's no way around. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, mediocre is just not going to get you to that level. But I have found that's a whole other layer and level of stuff you have to kind of deal with and work through anxiety around is leaving something that you worked so hard for and then figuring out, now what do I do?
That's the thing. Well, so before I did leave, I knew that I was not going to work to 65. Let me be clear. I knew I was not going to stay in a corporate space until I was 65. I just didn't know when I was going to transition out. Right.
Yeah.
So I had actually started my coaching business prior to that and did external investments prior to that. It just so happens that when I decided to pivot and shift, I was very fortunate because I had options.
Yes.
Many people don't have options.
No.
And they have to stay in that abyss of uncertainty, that abyss of sickness, that abyss of the unknown, because they have no options. I was very fortunate that I had options. I was debt free. Let me say that. I had options. I was debt free. So it was easier for me to make that decision to pivot. It was a lot. It was easier. It wasn't easy. It was just easier.
Right.
To
you didn't have to worry about those other pieces. You just had to kind of work through the stuff that comes up that we don't, you know, people don't like to talk about it, but a lot of the women that I work with in my practice, like, they come to me for similar reasons that you're describing, right? They go to the hospital because they think they're having a heart attack. They find out it was a panic attack. And then there's this anxiety and panic that shows up because, how did I get anxiety, right? I am this high achiever. I'm successful. I'm educated. You know, I do all these things. How did I end up with anxiety? This is for other people, right? So dealing with that seems to be harder than the financial piece, right? Or the change of schedule piece. So if you don't mind, how was that for you? What did that process look like for you to work through and make sense of, this is time, it has to happen now?
You know, I think the biggest thing that I had to come across was I had to quit judging myself. So that's the first thing, was to give myself grace and not to allow the judge that shows up in all of us.
Yes.
Make me feel horrible about this decision that I'm making. You said something very key. You said, we are all high achieving women. So we are high performers, right? Mm-hmm. We're all high performing women. When you're in these positions, you are high performing women. The company got the cream of the crop when they're doing this, right?
Yes.
This is not people who slack. So right. For me, the judge is what I had to be able to confront.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be able to confront my judge, the person who I, the internal critic.
Yes.
And battle it out to say, no, what you're saying to yourself is incorrect. Those are lies.
Yes.
Those are deceitful words, but that you should have grace on yourself. You have done phenomenal for the last 22 years. And now just because you're pivoting doesn't mean that life is over.
Right. And it doesn't mean you failed, because that's, for some reason, failure seems to be what the critic speaks the loudest. It's trying to plant these seeds that you somehow failed because you didn't make it to a certain age or a certain spot, right?
Well, you know why? You know. Because as high achieving women, so as much as we want to think that high achiever, the term high achieving is a positive thing,
it is not. Are we going? Okay, we're going there. Okay, let's go. Let's do it.
It is speaking my language. It is not. Yeah, it is not. Being a high achiever really is another way that you sabotage yourself.
Because if you
are not achieving something at a certain point or constantly or consistently, you are badgering yourself saying that I am less than, I am not worthy. What am I doing? And exactly. That was an epiphany for me when I left.
Mm.
I thought being a high achiever was great.
Uh-huh.
But when I began to assess and work on myself and really understand the term, because I was like, I'm a high achiever. Like, I would call myself.
Uh-huh. Not
knowing that it was another way for that I was sabotaging myself.
Yeah.
By calling myself that. Because when I don't achieve something, I am highly critical and judgmental.
Hello. I literally just had this conversation with my husband about the way I'm currently feeling, right? So like something happened, you know, some decisions I made and I'm not doing something that I had sought out to do. And I literally had to go through my own checklist process to say, this does not mean you're a failure because you didn't do it at this time, right? Like, it's not like it's still off the table. You know, it's not like it's never going to happen. It's just, this isn't the time, right, that is going to happen in. And that does not mean you're a failure. It does not mean that you need to give up everything and all of that. And so, yeah, I know exactly what you are talking about. And underneath of it, which seems sometimes to be a dirty word for people, is like, really what I found in my experience as high achieving women, we're really surviving. We're really trying to survive and run from something that we experienced and we don't want to ever feel it again. Right. So many of us, like I was poor at one point, right? I don't ever want to feel that again. So I'm going to do everything I can to never feel that again and to prove to the world, myself, whoever, that I can do more than they thought I could.
Yeah. You know, I did this exercise. So when you ask, okay, what did that process look like? The process looked like was me really coming to terms on how I got to where I was. So I had to go back in time to see when did this begin to show up. And yes. You know, a lot of it it comes because of the environment we're in as an adult, right? That's just what it is. The learning environment, the home environment. And what I realized was that I was always trying to prove that I was worthy.
Now the listeners cannot see me, but I am trying to peel myself off the floor because, okay.
I was trying to prove this to a family member who was a person of in a pristine position in a family.
Yes.
We all love. And I was trying to prove that, no, I'm worthy. See me. And let me be clear. No one ever told me I wasn't worthy. I was never told that I was.
Right. They don't say it. They didn't say it, you know, directly. Right. But there's these indirect messages that we interpret.
Yes.
You know, but there are some of us that we did get those statements said, but no, you are right on it, like right yeah. on it.
And so when I began to reflect
back
and really harness that and begin to understand and talking to my siblings too, right? Like, mm-hmm. did you experience this? What's going on? And seeing how we all had similar experience, yes. it affected us differently. And I was like, that's why you didn't mind working yourself to death. You didn't mind going to get 3 educations. You didn't mind going to get all these certifications because Ooh. You were still trying to prove to that person when you was a child
uh-huh.
that you're worthy, you're valuable. Yeah. Look at me.
Yes.
And once I began to work on that and to accept me for me, to release the hold that others had on me, that's when I began to heal.
And yes. the work
began to come. Yeah.
I love it. Because it's tried and true, right? Like I did the exact same thing, right? Like had to go through and look in the mirror, face myself, face who I thought was telling me that I needed to prove. And, you know, once I did that, I don't know if it was your experience, but for me, I went the complete opposite direction for a period of time. And what I mean is I went from being this high achiever, going to get everything done, doing everything that people said I couldn't, or I thought people said I couldn't because nobody really said it, right? To just sitting and not doing anything. And that was another thing I had to kind of, I don't know if that's been your experience, but that's something else that I had to kind of deal with is like, where's my middle? Because I used to be at this high level and then I went to this low, you know, of just literally saying no to everything. Like for months, I said no to everything. And then it's like, this feels just like that, right? I still feel some type of, I'm in a trap, I'm boxed in. And yeah. so finding that middle was a whole new layer and level of a pivot, right? So I don't know if it's considered the same pivot, right? Or it might be a different one, but like finding that middle ground was the next level of a layer I had to do. I'm not that sure. Yeah,
well, that's interesting that you said that. I think for me, 2020, when I retired in 2021 at the age of 44, my claim to fame. Yes. I think 2022. Not, I think I know. 2022, I was having an identity crisis.
Okay.
So in itself, by default, I did stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. Don't want to do this, mm-hmm. but I was having an identity crisis because I no longer had the title.
Yeah.
And I no longer had the company name.
Yes.
I was the brand. So it was messing me up.
Uh-huh.
Because 2022, I was like, you know, people like, you know, when you're trying to get these engagements and da 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 da. Before I was like, oh, well, you know, I could put my title and the company name and it was an entryway, but now I'm standing up on me. And I was like, well, who are you now?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Who are you? And that's what I was working through. So mm-hmm. I tell everyone, like, you know, when you pivot, there is a possibility that you may be going through an identity crisis, especially when you are a high performer for so long, high uh-huh. achiever, I'm just going to say it. I don't want to say high achiever, but that's really what it is. For such a long time that when you are no longer in that position where you have to be that high achiever anymore,
mm-hmm.
there is an identity crisis because you associated yourself with that.
And yeah,
that
even if you didn't realize that you did, like, yes, you became that title at that company.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that was me. And I thought it was a great thing. But this is why sometimes it's great to remove yourself from a situation so that you can get the landscape view.
Uh-huh. And it,
not the portrait view, the landscape.
You need the whole thing. And, you know, when you were talking about it, I was immediately thinking about what your push ultimately was. Right. So you had the panic attack. You try to go back, right? Do you think, looking back at it now, that that's the only way you would have gotten out? Or you would have made the pivot?
That was the only way. When I ended up in the hospital, So in 2020, we had a family member pass away.
Okay.
And then, and in 2021, you know, it was just a lot going on for me. I had two African-American boys and I was watching the news a lot. So I had always been a person who did not, I removed myself from fear. Okay. And what I saw, and for me, was that my fear was taking precedence in my life. Yes. I will wake up afraid. When my kids will leave the house, I was afraid. And because of that, it just became a huge conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
And something small that started as a seed for me. The seed was when Tamar Rice died. And yes, that was 13. And my kids was around that age. So that little small seed that started all those years back, uh-huh, just started growing and growing. And then in 2020, it manifested. And in 2021, it manifested even bigger that it took up my life. So yeah, I will say, if I had not ended up in the hospital, if I was not fearful of what was happening in the world, and if I was not pushed,
yes,
I will probably still be there.
Yep. I believe it. That's just so, the nature of who, of the nature of being in that category, right? Like, you know.
And let's be clear, I went to the hospital in May. I should have left work then. Mm-hmm. But I was being disobedient.
Uh-huh.
And I took a 4-week leave. And I came back and I was like, I'm gonna make this work. Still disobedient. It wasn't until when the person that was giving me status, and I couldn't process the data.
Uh-huh.
I could not process what he was saying. And that's when I said, okay, my time is up.
Yeah, that was it. So yeah, you had to have that push.
That was
it. It's so interesting how, you know, how that happens. I know as a trauma therapist, I know the behind the scenes of what that is for many of us, but it's just interesting to hear so many of us are in that space that we don't make the full pivot, the full shift, unless we are forced to, right?
Yeah, I believe if I stayed, I probably wouldn't be here.
And when I
made my announcement, again, it was short notice. I had people, mm-hmm, emailing me saying, I'm proud of you, because a lot of us work sick.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I work with people in this space all the time. And when I see people work sick, I mean, I'm talking they all of a sudden have to start taking several medications, right? Because the anxiety is too high. Well, then when when you're anxious for so long, here comes depression. Well, then when your body's in that stage for so long, now here comes all these other ailments. And so people go from being healthy to taking, you know, 3, 4, 5 medications, just trying to still make it work, as opposed to honoring themselves in the way to make the pivot.
I mean, it's scary.
It is.
Now, I will say, you know, I had my husband who was very supportive, mm-hmm, and my kids who are very supportive. It's very scary. But the real push came from, I said, if I continue, I probably won't be here I won't be here another year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the honest truth.
Yeah, I believe you. I believe you 100%. Yeah. I'm so glad you listened, and I'm glad that you're here.
Yeah. I mean, which is one reason why, you know, even with my business, I started out helping people with career coaching, but I was no longer in alignment with me, mm-hmm, because, you know, when I left, I was still doing it. And then I was like, listen, what's true to people that, you know, your stuff,
right?
They only hired the cream of the crop. So, and then when I retired so soon, people were like, well, how were you able to do it? So then I shifted into helping,
mm-hmm,
high performing women,
mm-hmm,
in the STEM space to transition out of their 9-to-5 within the next 1, 3 to 5 years. Because it takes time for us to do
it. It does, right? We need the push. We need the plan. We need the plan on top of the plan.
Yes.
We need another something. And we need 5 people telling us it's okay to go do it, even though we know.
I had started my business 3 years prior to me leaving.
Uh-huh.
So it does take time. It takes time. So, and I understand that. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you work hard to get where you are. So that's what I do now is, you know, I have a program called the Women's Business Accelerator, where it's a 6-month entrepreneurship program.
Okay.
And setting the foundations on how you can get started to leave your business using what you got, not going back to school again.
Oh, hello.
Certifications, right? Because that's what you got all the certain, you got everything you know, but to use the information you already have and transition it where you can create the lifestyle you want. And that, to be honest with you, you have options.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is.
Yes.
To give you options when you decide that, you know what, it's time for me to leave.
I love it. I could ask you 4 more questions and we'll be here for a few hours. So I'm going to say, let's leave it here. But is there anything as we close that you want the listeners to know that you hadn't already said or that you want to just kind of reiterate?
Yeah. So I like to leave with this story for those of you who are questioning your gut, your instinct, right? I was speaking to a group of young girls between 6th and 8th grade, and we did a really cute workshop or session on, you know, what it is that's stopping them from being the best versions of themselves. And, you know, they talked about, the question was asked is, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's stopping you from growing up? And at the end of the session, one of the middle schoolers, she gave me, y'all can't see this, but she gave me this on a pink sticky, and she had in it that she wanted to be a pediatrician and a detective. And the only thing stopping her was her age. So she had not been corrupted.
Yes.
But she had a saying on there. And I say this to everyone that is listening to this podcast, is that despite everything happening in your life, you have a decision. You get to choose how you want to live. And on the sticky, she put on there, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change.
Wow.
So don't be afraid to change who you are today into the person you want to be tomorrow.
I love it. Last thing, where can they find you? And I am going to include the links in the show notes, but where can they find you?
Yeah, so you can find me, especially the LinkedIn, Uche Anye Maple. Just put that in. I'm the only one. And of course, it's the same handle on Instagram at Uche Anye Maple, UCHEONYE Maple. And of course, on Facebook as well. And those are the places you can find me. I put a lot of great content out there for anyone who's interested in starting and growing their business, so that you have options and shift into the next phase of your best life.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found the episode insightful and helpful to you on your journey. As you all know, podcasts are rated by the number of subscribers and the ratings that they receive. So don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to this at, and also leave a rating and a comment. I welcome all comments. Also, make sure you head over to the different social medias, Instagram at Brittany A. Johnson LMHC, Facebook at Brittany A. Johnson, and even on LinkedIn at Brittany A. Johnson LMHC, and follow so you can stay connected to what's going on. Talk to you soon.